Waking Up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
A good friend, Maddie B, joining the show. Maddie.
Hey.
Morning.
How much do you love those house hunting shows? Are you as addicted to them as we are?
I really like the European ones. You know, like the fantasy of the thing that I'll never have.
Like House Hunters International.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm about to tell you might ruin the show for you.
Okay.
Do you want to be spoiled?
I think I already know what you're going to say. Maybe not. Tell me.
Okay. That it's fake.
Yes, I knew this.
Okay.
You knew this.
But to what extent are those house hunting shows fake? There is an article from Slate, and it involves a couple that was on the show not once, but twice. The first time, they had actually already closed on the house that they chose in the episode. And the other time, they had already been living in the house for a year. So they had to remove all of their personal belongings to make it look like they were just, oh, wow, this house is really nice. We can put this here. We can put that there. Oh, it's fake.
Yeah. BS.
I have a friend who's American, and it was her life goal to be on this show.
And?
Because she knew that it was fake. They reach out to realtors in the U.S. and say, if you bring us clients that you've sold with, we'll film with them and you'll get a cut of the profits, kind of a thing.
Right.
So they actively search out people who have bought properties to get them on the show. And it was her goal. She wanted to buy a place just so that she could get on the show.
Because they still get compensated. They still get paid for it.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
That's those shows what's the makeover one in Vancouver?
Love It or List It.
Love It or List It. I wonder, how much are those people actually paying to renovate their houses? And how much are they getting, a little bit of a little slippy? You know?
We got a text message earlier this morning from a Kiss Radio listener and was saying that her house wasn't even for sale anymore. It had already closed, but they allowed the television show and the camera to come in, take a look at her show that was no longer on the market, but they got paid for it. $500 for showing their property that is no longer on the market.
Sure. And if you're the couple that is featured in that episode of House Hunters in this particular Slate article, $1,500 per episode. Wow. And that's for about 5 days worth of shooting. They even go on to say that the realtor or the relocation expert that was featured in one of their episodes was just a friend because they couldn't find somebody who was an actual professional. So it was some guy who works in IT that was the neighbor beside them.
God.
Oh, brother. Well, remember we were talking about it here on the show because I had my place in Kelowna and I was trying to sell it and I got approached by this television reality show company and they were like, yeah, we'd love to have you be a part of it. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to sell the place. I was like, oh, maybe I'll make some money off of it. And they're like, we'll give you $500 for filming for 3 days. I was like, what?
I don't know. I'll take it.
It's $500 more than you would have had if you weren't
featured
on it.
I had to fly there on my own dime for myself and my husband.
So that's more than $500 already.
Three days filming or whatever it was. I was like, psh, forget that. Not worth it. I thought I'd get $2,000 to spend at the Brick to furnish my new home, you know?
Yeah, no. Nothing on TV is real. Nothing.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I
went into this thinking that I was going to spoil it for you, but now I'm questioning everything else that I'm seeing now, too.
Kevin and Sonia
on Kiss.